stand and sitting as during the readings, but let's worship right now.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies with angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness, light and life to all he brings, raised with healings in his wings. Mild he lays in glory by, born that man no more may die.
Good morning, everybody. This year's a lot different. You know, normally we do a big Christmas play, but this time, because of COVID and the lack of kids that we have and the fact that they're so little, we're just going to do a song that they've learned, and then they're going to perform a dance for you guys. But they have worked really hard, and we have practiced and practiced, so I know they're going to do wonderful.
Shepherds came to see the baby, stood by his mother's side. Here lay the Savior inside a manger. Oh, what a glorious night. Oh, what a glorious night. I hear the angels singing, hallelujah, let the wonder, they couldn't hide it, told everyone in sight. All were amazed when they heard how God came down on a glorious night. God came down on this glorious night. I hear the angels singing, hallelujah, let glorious. is calm now, all is quiet, a star shining in the sky. Below in Bethlehem, the king is sleeping. Oh, what a glorious night. Oh, what a glorious night.
Inasmuch as many have taken in hand to set in order a narrative of those things which have been fulfilled among us, just as those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word delivered them to us, it seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write to you an orderly account, most excellent Theophilus, that you may know the certainties of those things in which you were instructed.
Luke chapter 1, beginning with verse 26. Now the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said unto her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said unto her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said unto her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon thee, and the power of the Highest will overshadow thee. Therefore also the Holy One who is born will be called the Son of God." Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible.
Amen.
You say that one more time. For with God, nothing will be impossible.
Amen.
Then Mary said, "Behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. I've been asked to for you to come and bring your tithes and offerings this morning. But just before you do, let me just insert this real quickly. You know, it's Christmas time, and it's a time of giving. And this is one of the most special times that we have that we can give as unto Christ. Give as the Lord has blessed you, and he will continue to bless you. Amen.
Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. So come, let us adore.
And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant. For behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever." And Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her house.
filling in for Caleb. I'll do the best I can. This is Matthew 1:18-25. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take you Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her until she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus.
Luke 2:1-7. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census took place while Cyrenius was governor of Syria. So all went to the registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered, and she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Picking up in verse 8 where Brother Jeff left off. And now there was in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them. And they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, Don't be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born unto you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign unto you, you will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. So it was while the angel had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, Now let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those things which had heard it marveled at all those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told them.
The first Noel, the angel did say, was to say, as they they look it up and saw a star shining in the east beyond them far and to the earth it came.
Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judah in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judah, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search carefully for the young child. And when you have found him, bring back word to me, that I may come and worship him also. When they heard the king, they departed. And behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their country another way.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The Jesus, no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my cradle till morning is nigh. Jesus, I ask thee to stay close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and to live with thee there.
I'm reading Luke chapter 2 and verses 21 through 35. And when 8 days were completed for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Now when the days of her purification, according to the law of Moses, were completed, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. And to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. Then Simeon blessed him and said to Mary his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign which will be spoken against. Yes, a sword will pierce through your own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed."
Amen. Luke 2, continuing on in verse 36. Now there was one, Anna, a prophetess, a daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age and had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity. And the woman was a widow about 84 years, who did not depart from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And coming in that instant, she gave thanks to the Lord and spoke of him to all those who looked for redemption in Jerusalem. So they, when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own city, Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong in spirit and filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Also reading from John chapter 1, verse 1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him, and without him nothing was made. In him was life, and the life was a light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for witness, to bear witness of that light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light, that that true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own did not receive him. But as many received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as the only glory begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." I'm going to ask Brother Jeff if he would come, and where's Juju? I'm going to ask Juju help. Come here and help today. You can do it, Juju. Come here. Come here, Juju. Brother Jeff needs your help. I'm going to ask them they'd pass out the candles. And I want you to think about what I just read about being the light. These candles, are only good if they're used. Right? While they're passing them out, I also want to say how much I appreciate those that read and those that participated in the service this morning. Bring me one of those, hon, if you don't mind. I forgot to grab one. And don't burn the church down and don't burn yourself. Thank you. Just think about this for just a moment. Sure, I'll get you one. These candles don't do much any good if they're not lit, right? They're just a candle. Think about your life. If you're not lit, I know that young people look at that as another word, but if your candle's not lit, what good are you? Kind of like our Bibles. If our Bibles aren't opened, what good are they? If the Christians don't share the Word of God, don't share the testimony of God, what good are we? If the church doesn't be the church to declare the power of Christ, that we serve a risen Savior, what good are we? We must remind ourselves of the importance of letting our light so shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. This Christmas season, I know a lot of times, listen, there's nothing wrong with, you know, Santa Claus if it's kept in context. There's nothing wrong with snowmen, Frosty the snowman. I mean, Lord, I love the watch. I was watching Frosty the other day. Love to watch. Hey, don't knock it. I like watching old.
So I like watching old.
The Claymation to me was. I mean, those were great, great shows. Some of the best TV, I think. But love watching Christmas movies, all different kinds. But everything must be kept in context.
Amen.
I mean, who don't like a piece of who don't like their sweets, right? Whether it's cake, donuts, Brother Jeff brought donuts this morning. You know, I mean, you're all going to eat some, you know, some non-fattening foods this week. Come on. And it's okay as long as it's kept in context.
Yeah.
I heard a statement years ago. If all you eat, they say you are what you eat. So if you eat fat, greasy foods, you're going to be a fat, greasy dude. You know, so yeah, that's what's wrong with me. I mean, but all things in context. We don't need to take our Bible and wave it in everybody's face. Because sometimes they won't get this as much as they'll get this. This goes in here so it gets filtered for them to understand. Christ talked to the leaders. Jeff, don't run away. I need you here in a minute. Come on back. Bring your candle. Just have a seat for a minute, brother. Thank you. Jeff, I appreciate you. So, but all things in context. Christmas is about being together. I've preached the last couple weeks about traditions. About starting traditions, about realizing the traditions we have, appreciating the traditions from our past. But I believe one of the greatest traditions we ever can pass on is the tradition of Christ.
Amen.
The tradition of the greatest story ever told. Think about the word history. Break it apart. What does it mean? His story. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. We got Christmas right there. He gave something very precious of himself to all mankind. What greater gift can we get than that? I want you to think about something for just a moment. As we get ready to sing our next song, as we get ready to light our candles. We enjoy the lights, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody enjoy the lights?
Yes.
Pretty nice, ain't it? Miss Trish, would you turn them off, please? Turn them all off. Even the house lights.
Okay.
We can do it right there. There we go. Think about that for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
A world is like this. I mean, yeah, it's daylight out, but thank God for some daylight out. That kind of shows a little bit. But just think about the world that we live in.
Yes.
You notice that they went, you know, we turned certain ones off and then certain ones and then... Folks, that's what our world is becoming.
Yes.
The light is slowly going out.
Yes.
Unless the believers start to light their candles.
Yes.
I'm going to ask Sherry and Brother Jeff to come. Just think about it. And to me, one of the most significant things about candlelight services is this. when you look at how it starts, just kind of look around for a minute how dark it is. And please, as you light your candle, keep them upright. Don't get wax. We got these wax holders, or these holders that will keep the wax, but please be mindful of that. And Sister Sherry and Brother Jeff are going to come, and they're going to light your candle. And basically, they're just going to go down the center and just kind of light, so we don't have to touch anything. Just light and share your light with someone, and we just kind of go from the inside out, okay? Everybody understand that? That's pretty simple. Just go from the inside out. So you got to share your light with somebody else. It starts with one. And as we sing this song, and I'm going to ask you to, as we sing, that you'd stand, and we sing our next song as we light our candles, and we're going to begin the lighting process.
Silent night,
says, and reminds us, you are the light of the world. Let me say that again. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand. And it gives light to all who are in the house. Verse 16 says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. You notice the difference of the light now here? In the house, It was dark, now it's a little lighter. Just think about what you mean to the world. You're bringing light to a dark place. Amen. And as verse 14 says, you are the light of the world. Can you say that with me? You are the light of the world. And we're to let our light so shine. It's important that we continue to let the light. Listen, the world wants to douse the light. The media wants to douse the light. There are people in America, a nation founded upon godly principles and godly foundation, that now want to quench the light. Church, we're entering, if you haven't figured it out yet, we're entering warfare. To where the people of God must say so and let our light so shine before men. And if we're afraid to let our light shine, shame on us. Just think, we hold these candles like, oh wow, these are cool. But think about this. This is representing your Christianity. The light that was within you. Are you ready to take this light to the world and say, I'm a believer. I'm a child of God. You know, I was thinking, we were reading and listening about the light that led the wise men, the angels that appeared in that glorious light that appeared to the shepherds. I got to thinking about that too, that at the resurrection of Christ, there was another light. Just think and read in Scripture about the difference between light and darkness. Church, we're going to sing one more song to testify of the joy that God has brought to the world. You know, these songs that we sing, and there's many others. But think about this. Think about the words. And hopefully you've not just sang the song, but you've listened and pondered the words. Because every Christmas carol to me tells a wonderful story about Jesus. And about not just him coming to the earth and being born, but the purpose and the reasoning about this. So as we sing our last song, I want you just to sing and let it resonate within your spirit. Joy to the world, that we're to bring joy to this world. Let's sing this final song.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy. Repeat the sounding joy. Repeat the sounding joy. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love.
Before we turn these lights off, I want you to say one more time, look at your neighbor and say, you are the light of the world. Amen. I want to ask you to go ahead and blow your candles out. Happy birthday, Jesus. Let me just say this before we're dismissed this morning. I know it's different, but hopefully what better message can we have?
Amen.
Than reading the story of Jesus.
Amen.
The birth of our Savior.
Yes.
Amen. Miss Sherry, you and Brother Jeff, go ahead and collect those while everybody's got them. And if you don't mind, real quick, before everybody gets out, we don't. But one final thing, or two final things. Before you leave our angel tree, please see Miss Judy after church in her office. And she has gifts for our angel tree recipients. Also, let me say this. I just want to thank you all and wish you all a Merry Christmas and tell you how much Sherry and I love and appreciate you all. And hopefully you'll be back tonight at 6 o'clock to have time together. But also, I need to see the pastor's council, spouses, council and spouses, and Miss LaDonna and her wonderful husband. If I can see you all just a few minutes after church in the office, okay? All right, one more thing, okay? One more, we're going to dismiss. I need everyone's attention. Hold on. One more. Hold on. I want to bless you. I want to bless you. Number 6. Great blessing. The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And the Lord lift up his countenance to you and give you peace. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful week. Merry Christmas.